Finally, the big Kiwi had his breakthrough late yesterday afternoon.
He was the runner-up here in 2016. He missed out by 0.1 seconds. He was the runner-up here last year. He missed out by 0.7 seconds. But more telling was in 2014. He had this thing by the throat and it got away from him. He makes the run down to the final corner and Shane van Gisbergen is about to put his foot on the brake for the very last time. The 31-year-old Kiwi is the master of Bathurst and Shane van Gisbergen takes victory at Mount Panorama.
Oh, that roar said it all after he crossed, got the checkered flag. He's with us right now. Shane van Gisbergen, an afternoon of Kiwis beating Aussies. Well done, mate.
Morning. Thanks, guys.
Gizzy, how did you celebrate last night? Plenty to celebrate, and it's been a great lead-up for you to claim that moment.
Yeah, it was pretty cool team dinner with everyone. Everyone was over the moon. So, bit shady this morning, but that's all worth it. But stoked to finally get this race. It's been close for a while, and we finally got it right.
I watched the post race interview with you, Shane. You a bit emotional, overcome with emotion. Obviously, a big moment for you. But your mum and dad back in New Zealand weren't there to celebrate with you. Did you call them? Did you FaceTime them?
Yeah, they were. I gave them a ring. Couldn't really understand Dad. He was celebrating a bit, but Mum was stoked. Mum was stoked. So but they normally come over to this race. So it was a shame not to have them there due to the COVID stuff. But head back there tomorrow. So it'd be cool to see them soon.
Giz, all of Australia knows how it shuts down Australia in so many ways. But in New Zealand, growing up as a kid, was it an ambition? Like you were into your karting and stuff, but did you go, "Oh, I want to get to Bathurst"? Was it a thing?
Yeah. It's a religion in both our countries. I think the Bathurst Sunday, you sit by the TV and you don't leave it all day. It's obviously a race always wanted to be at, and then obviously to win it as well as a bit of a dream come true.
Mate, what's going through your mind on the last lap? Like mentally, that you know you've come second before with 0.8 seconds combined in two races coming second. How do you feel in that last lap?
Yeah, the last lap actually, or second last lap, I pushed as hard as possible and did a good lap time, and that gave me a bit of a buffer to just not have to take any risk on the last lap and just brought it home. But yeah, Cam Waters, who comes second, he was
up your ass for the last nine laps.
Yeah,
did he put the pressure on?
He didn't make it easy, that's for sure.
Scotty, lap 54, safety car come into play and you got the jump on the Mustang. Did you feel if I could just stay out front for the rest of it with 50-odd, 60 laps to go, did you think you still had it in the bag at that point?
Oh, no, it wasn't in the bag till the end. Like, how quick everyone was, you know. All day there was four or five cars in contention for the race, so... Yeah, it was never a sure thing. We had to work for it to the end.
What do you get to hang on to? I know we see the trophy on the podium. Does that go to the team? What do you actually get? Because if anyone doesn't know that your team's in Geebung at a big shed, does that go there or do you get to keep something yourself?
Yeah, we get to keep the main trophy for a year at the team. And then us, we get the little replicas as well. So got that. I'll take that home and... Yeah, pretty awesome to get that one.
Now, I heard them say in the commentary you were going home to New Zealand tomorrow. What's the story? What's going on?
Well, it's a better place, so I can't wait.
but are you allowed to? I didn't know there was all that. I know some Kiwis are coming here. You can go over
Travel
there
bubble.
And you don't have to quarantine?
Oh, no, I have to quarantine, oh. Yeah. Two weeks in a hotel, but then get 3 months on the farm, so works for me.
Get a few replays of Bathurst in the hotel.
Gizzy, obviously the last Bathurst as we know it, Holden v Ford. Also a very different Bathurst having no crowds there this year. Yep. Did that make much of an impact? Did you miss it?
Oh, yeah, certainly the fans at Bathurst are normally awesome. The atmosphere was lacking a little bit, but it didn't take away from the intensity of the race. It was certainly still flat out, but yeah, last race is with Holden representation and us driving as the factory team. It was a real shame not to be able to share that with all the fans, but yeah, stoked that we got the result and hopefully it was still good on TV.
Yeah, congratulations.
Good one, newly crowned Bathurst champion Shane van Gisbergen. Thank you for joining the Big Breakfast and have a safe flight home.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.